David Lindsay Abaire is the best playwright you've never heard of, and his Good People is likely the best play you've never heard of. I can think of no better introduction to both than to attend Latham's Curtain Call Theater production of Good People before it closes on February 8th. It's thoughtful, dynamic theater about real, decent, and flawed people who are struggling with life and personal relationships. Good People is a play about the conflict that happens when the past collides with the present. When former lovers meet after three decades, the perception of truth versus reality is put to the test. Both people remember shared experiences, but each brings their own interpretation to the events. But Good People is more than an intense play about basically decent people interpreting the past for their own benefits. It is essentially a probing piece of theater that illustrates the difficulty of owning one's personal choices. As such, it is a work that encourages to realize the present is really the only true reality. The central figure is Margaret, a single woman who is raising a handicapped daughter. Uneducated and lacking sophistication, Margaret is an intuitively smart woman who is the victim of a difficult life. Nearing 50 years of age, her future is as bleak as was her past. She has just lost a menial job because of constant tardiness. Desperate for help, she acts on the advice of a friend who encourages her to ask for a job from a former boyfriend she hasn't seen for 30 years. Mike is now a wealthy doctor who is proud of his success. Yet he still identifies with his former life as a rough kid from the slums of South Boston who brawled indiscriminately and loved casually. He is reluctant to let Margaret into his life, but is not able to dismiss her out of hand. Margaret manipulates an invitation to a party at Mike's house. She shows up, even though the party was canceled. This permits her to meet Kate, Mike's wife, a beautiful, younger, African-American woman who is curious about Mike's early life. Kate finds out more than she wants, but is uncertain about the truths that are revealed. It's uncertain whether Margaret is a wronged woman, or just as likely, a schemer who is intent on pressuring Mike for help. The compelling drama is enhanced by two superb performances that portray Margaret and Mike as decent people trapped by a need to be free from the past. They come to realize this can only happen when they own their personal history. Colleen Lovett creates a Margaret who is vulnerable, yet edgy. Lovett plays her as a street smarts type who can feel sorry for herself, yet denies pity from others. She's not an aggressive woman until threatened, and then she strikes like a rattlesnake. Lovett's brilliance in the role is that she makes the woman who hardly understands herself seem coherent even in her most conflicted moments. By play's end, we deeply care about this woman, which is a remarkable achievement. Patrick White, one of the era's best and most active actors, offers a great modulated performance in what might be the finest work of his career. Mike is another complicated character. Unlike Margaret, he has escaped a life of poverty and has overcome his possibly racist youth to marry and love an African-American woman whom he apparently cheats on. Yet White eloquently projects Mike's need to be a respectable person, even though his behavior often suggests otherwise. Guided by the wise direction of Chris Foster, both Lovett and White are encouraged to reveal their characters' true natures by showing their flaws, thus making them very human people, who are often very funny as well. While Foster gets marvelous performances from his leads, his directing skills are perhaps best appreciated by the way he nurtures impressive performances from a mostly inexperienced supporting cast. Stacey Rowland as the wife Kate is a calm presence as the sophisticated woman who finds it difficult to accept new insights about her husband's character. Andrea Valenti and Ressa Tanner are comic fun as Margaret's bingo-addicted friends, and Adam Landsberg finds a decency of Steve who must fire Margaret. Good People is a compelling play about people who often seem different from ourselves, but not really as much as we'd like to believe. You should see it. Good People continues at Curtain Call Theater in Latham through February 8th. Tickets and information can be had at 877-7529. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.